If you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of yo-yo dieting, if you're tired of starting a new weight loss program just to fail again, then you've come to the right place. Hey ladies, welcome to the Fit Women Hub podcast. My name is Alex Yehorov and I'm the founder of Fit Women Hub. And what we do here is we help women over 40 to lose 20, 30, 50 plus pounds and keep it off for good. The entire mission of this podcast is to help women in their 40s, 50s, and 60s to lose weight and keep it off in the most sustainable way with nutrition, fasting, keto, and everything in between. So make sure you subscribe for future episodes. Women over 40, today I will share with you 8 foods that you should never eat if you wanna lose weight. We all know that there are some foods that will metabolize differently in our bodies, and some of them will help us to lose weight, and some foods we should never eat. So food to avoid, number one, pizza. Now, pizza is a mix of low quality carbs and low quality fats, including trans fats and tons of salt. So there's an almost daily amount of calories in a few slices of pizza. In addition to that, those carbs, fats, and proteins come from low-quality ingredients and thus very, very unhealthy. Some of the most popular varieties are also made with large amount of cheese processed meat. Processed meats are meats that have been cured, salted, or smoked. A high intake of these meats has been linked to obesity and an increased risk of adverse health conditions like heart disease and some cancers. However, not all pizza is created equal. If you love pizza, try to find a pizzeria that uses healthier ingredients. You can also make your own pizza at home, adding more healthy ingredients. Food to avoid number two. Food to avoid number two is technically not even a food, but it's such a huge problem when it comes to weight loss and weight gain. So I added it to today's list. And it's sugar-loaded liquids like soda and juice. Well, sugary drinks like soda, sport drinks, and juices can increase body fat and stall progress on getting abs. These drinks are not only high in calories, but also packed with sugar. Studies show that drinking sugar-sweetened beverages may be linked to a higher risk of belly fat and weight gain. Plus, a study in 31 people revealed that drinking sugar-sweetened beverages for 10 weeks reduced both fat burning and metabolism compared to not drinking them. The next one is the most favorite and is ice cream. First of all, ice cream is super high in sugar, which can lead to weight gain, increased levels of blood triglycerides and diabetes. But in addition to that, it's also combined with tons of trans fats, which makes it even worse for your abdomen area and health in general. Now, ice cream is my favorite one, right? Ice cream will definitely cause a high spike in blood sugar and insulin level. And this process stops you from burning fat and it turns into fat storage mode, so to speak. When insulin levels are high in your blood, it's literally impossible for you to burn fat and it's very easy for you to gain weight. Couple this with the fact that most ice creams will have at least 300 calories in just one cup, and you'll easily see how ice cream is one of the worst foods to eat when trying to burn fat. Now, if you're a woman over 40 and you want to lose weight and keep it off, then I have a special free gift for you. This is Body Mastery Roadmap, which is basically 7 steps to lose weight and keep it off. To download this free video training, go to www.thehealthmastery.com/go, and I will also put the link in the description down this video. Now, the next one, food to avoid, number 4, is white bread. Wow, white bread. After ice cream, my next most favorite food would be anything that is bready, like bread. I remember when I was growing up at the age of 5 to maybe 14, bread was my number one food. And in fact, I did not have any appetite to eat anything but bread. For example, when we all sit together with my family to have dinner, I used to eat only bread and avoided my main meal. Parents were having lots of problems trying to make me eat my main meal pretty much every single day. So believe me, I know how it's hard to cut your favorite warm French baguette, but White bread is highly refined and often contains a lot of added sugar. It is also high on the glycemic index and easily spikes your blood sugar level. And by the way, over the last 50 years or so, wheat was modified so many times that it basically became very inflammatory and causes lots of problems with gluten that leads to disease like leaky gut, and it's not good, not for your six pack, neither for health in general. So one study of 9,267 people found that eating two slices, which is about 120 grams of white bread per day, was linked to a 40% greater risk of weight gain and obesity. And as usual, all of the links to research and studies will be linked in the description down below this video. So what is the solution with the bread? Well, either make your own bread using almond flour or just avoid bread at all. Now, let's move to the next one. Food to avoid number five is sugary snacks. Sugar-filled snacks like cookies, cakes, and candies should be avoided completely if you're looking to reduce belly fat and increase ab definition. Many of these foods are high in calories, as well as added sugar in the form of fructose. One study showed that adolescents who consumed the highest amount of fructose per day tended to have more belly fat and approximately 5.7 pounds or 2.6 kilograms more fat mass than those who consumed the lowest amount. So, plus research suggests that fructose may increase hunger and appetite more than regular sugar, which could potentially lead to weight gain. But before we move to the next one, I want you, first of all, like this video right away if you learned something new today, and also I want you to go to the comment section down below and type what's your most favorite food. Is it ice cream, or is it cookies, or maybe it's cake? Drop your answer in the comment section down below this video. Number six is alcohol. I get it. I know it is important to be able to relax after the stresses of work or training, but doing so with alcohol may be severely limiting in multiple aspects, including getting that six-pack we have all dreamt about. I know this may sound crazy for many of you, but cutting alcohol out of your diet can significantly improve many aspects of your brain work, of your exercises, weight loss, and life in general. So most are aware that beer is chock full of both calories and carbs. And if you are regularly drinking beer and trying to get a six pack, you might as well try to swim up a waterfall. But even liquors can make it hard for your body to cut excess weight. Though alcohol itself is less than 10 calories, your body prioritizes for metabolizing. This takeover of priorities means it is stopping you from burning any stored fat. Multiple studies also link alcohol to breaks in your diet. The loss of self-control coming from the alcohol that makes it so fun is also likely to cause you to gorge on potato chips and pizza. And moderation and alcoholic beverages here and there can be enjoyed as a part of maybe not the most healthiest, but still a building diet. However, excessive drinking can harm both your health and your waistline. So, for example, one study in over 8,600 people found that greater alcohol intake was tied to larger waist circumference. Another study in 11,289 people showed that those who drank more alcohol during each outing were more likely to have excess belly fat than those who consumed less than two drinks per occasion. Number seven is protein chocolate bars. Now, there are plenty of so-called fitness protein bars on the market that claim to be low carb and thus healthy. But if you read the label carefully, you'll see they are actually packed with carbs and artificial sweeteners like aspartame. It could be others that have been linked to multiple diseases and health problems, including obesity. What are the suggestions? Well, not all protein bars are created equally, so I suggest you check out the ingredients list. Is it long ingredients list? Because oftentimes protein bars are loaded with hard to pronounce ingredients. So check sugar, check carb intake, does it have artificial sweeteners, and how much calories in those so-called fitness healthy protein bars. Some of the bars are about 300 calories, so make sure you are aware of it, and please avoid the ones with dry fruits as well. Overall, the fewer ingredients the protein bar has, the better. Number eight is potato products. There was a study conducted on weight changes of 120,000 men and women up to 20 years of age at New England Journal of Medicine claims potato is responsible for weight gain. The participants were checked every 4 years, and the result was they had gained 8 kilos on average in 4 years of college. The food associated with this gain was potato, French fries, and potato in other forms. So not only chips are a six-pack killer, as you see. Now, for those of you who want to work with me directly on your healthy weight loss journey, who need more personal touch, who want to me holding your hand in helping you with fasting, with keto, nutrition, exercises, whatever the case might be, and the most importantly, with accountability and the mindset help. If you want to not only lose weight, but actually keep it off for life, then I have a special one-on-one body mastery coaching program where I personally help my clients to reach their body of their dreams while getting energized, getting healthier, and happier in a healthy and sustainable way, which is the most important. Now, I make custom tailored meal plans, fasting and exercise regimen if necessary. We have daily accountability check-ins, weekly video Zoom calls with me personally, and lots more. So to find out more about this one-on-one body mastery coaching program and to book a free strategy call with me personally, go to my website. I will also put the link in the description down below. Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love you to leave an honest review on iTunes. It does help a little bit to spread my word out so this podcast can reach more women just like you, so we can help as many women as we possibly can to master their bodies, to lose weight, to improve their lives for the good. And don't forget to subscribe to the Fit Women Hub podcast with Alex Yehorov for future episodes. I see you there.